Over 320 police have been deployed in Sydney as New South Wales Premier Chris Minns promises an overwhelming response to Australia's most deadly shooting since 1996. A 50-year-old father and a 24-year-old son allegedly killed 15 people, including a 10-year-old girl, when they opened fire on a Jewish Hanukkah event at Bondi Beach. The father was shot by police, but the son remains under police guard in hospital. And Police Commissioner Mel Lanyon says it's likely he may face charges soon. Multiple investigations are underway, including a joint counter-terrorism inquiry. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has confirmed ASIO investigated The Sun in 2019 over associations with others linked to a terror group, but deemed him not to be a threat to the public. Commissioner Lanyon has been asked how his father, who had a firearms licence since 2015, was able to own six guns.
I certainly can't talk about what information the Commonwealth may have had, but certainly in terms of a firearms licence, the Firearms Registry conduct a thorough examination of all applications to ensure a person is fit and proper to hold a firearms licence.
Does that include associations with their family members?
It absolutely can, depending on the nature of the association, depending on the nature of the intelligence that's there. They have to weigh up all of those things in accordance with the Firearms Act.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has conceded his state's gun laws need to be reformed.
They need to change and they can change. It does require legislation and it means introducing a bill to Parliament to be really blunt, make it more difficult to get these horrifying weapons that have no practical use in our community. If you're not a farmer, if you're not involved in agriculture, why do you need these massive weapons that put the public in danger and make life dangerous and difficult for New South Wales police?